Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم brothers sisters dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program keys of life مفاتيح الحياة. One of the keys of life is taking care of our brothers in faith. Now when it comes to the brothers in faith, obviously it's a very sensitive situation because sometimes we might only consider those who are the same faith as us, aka school of thought, to be our brothers and the rest are not. Now, the school of thought of the Ahl-Bayt Salamullah Alayhim, the school of Ja'far al-Sadiq Salamullah Alayhi, did not differentiate between Muslims. Muslims are all the same. Now, obviously, being in the school of the Ahl-Bayt, that's an extra bonus, but that does not mean I have to disrespect and badmouth and what have you other schools of thoughts or brothers from schools of thought. Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi, he has a very beautiful hadith in this regard where he speaks to his Shia and his followers, you and me. He says, Ya ma'ashar Shia, O Shia, you have been associated with us. Be a beauty for us, be good for us, and do not be bad for us. And the Imam is trying to explain what that means. What stops you, what prevents you from being like the companions of Imam Ali alayhi as-salam? He's like the Imam saying, why can't you be like them, like the companions of Ali salamullah alayhi? In people, if one of them would pray, would lead the prayer, would do the adhan, would be trusted with amana, let them do that. And then the Imam says, when they fall sick, go visit their sick. Ishhadu janazahum, when one of them dies, go to their funerals. Pray in their mosques. Do not let them precede you in anything good because you have a better right to that than anyone else because you're following us, the Ahlul Bayt. Now, this is the rule of thumb. This is the formula. This is the foundation Imam Sadiq alayhi salamullah is setting when it comes to me and you dealing with people from the other schools of faith, is that I treat them same. And I should be the one doing it. Some might say, well, they don't do it. They don't visit me. They don't do this to me. They don't come to my mosque. They don't pray behind me. That is, the Imam says this is not the criteria. The criteria is that you do the good first. They don't want to do it. That is their problem. But because they're not doing it, does not mean that you should not do it. I mean, this is just the basics. And obviously, respecting them, respecting their beliefs, respecting their ideology, as much as we differ with them. We differ with them from A to Z in terms of, for example, theology, in terms of jurisprudence. Thus, we have the same like acts, like salah, fasting and stuff, but the details are different and the devil is in the details. But should I give myself the right to come and disrespect and curse and this and that? This is not the akhlaq of the Ahl-Bayt salamullah alayhim. Not the akhlaq of the Prophet, not the akhlaq of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Yes, I do disagree with you. We are not the same. Yes, we have issues in terms of beliefs. We can surely sit and discuss them. We can surely have a friendly gathering and be peaceful with one another and discuss whatever we want to discuss. I don't have to agree with you. You don't have to agree with me. But at the end of the day, we are brothers in faith. And this is what Imam al-Sadiq wants from me and you. So when he says, be a beauty to us, this is what he means, that people look at you and say, oh, mashallah, look how Ja'far has taught his followers well. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Oh. آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه, چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است, چه فرون دماغ قصاب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. Now, we spoke about dealing with the believers. How about dealing with the non-believers, ma'al fasiqin, transgressors, those who don't take things seriously, those who are not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we call them fasiq. Fasiq could be someone who transgresses the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could be a Muslim, but he just doesn't care. He doesn't pray, doesn't fast, doesn't do all these things. So there are plenty of ahkam, plenty of rules regarding these people that we need to adhere to. One of the things that we need to do with these people is to be sure that when they say something, we need to do a bit of more search, not to accept it for face value. If you know a person whose iman is not intact and he does this and that, and then he comes and convey a piece of news to you, don't just accept it. Do a bit of search. See if he's telling the truth or if he is lying. And this is a verse from the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hujurat verse 6, if a transgressor comes to you with a piece of news, then make sure you go and you clarify it. Make sure this is true. Just don't accept it, because this is a story about a person who the Prophet sent. And he said, go check this tribe and see what's happening with them. And this man went there, and then when he saw them with their sword, he thought they're going to kill him. So he came back to the Prophet. He didn't even speak to them. And he said to them, Ya Rasulullah, these guys are trying to wage war with you. And a war was about to happen because of this person. And these people, they were just minding their own business. They were trying to fight Rasulullah. Actually, on the contrary, they were waiting for his messenger, which is this guy in particular. So Allah says, when a fasiq comes to you with the news, make sure you clarify everything before you do anything. This is the first one. Two is that we should not accept their witness, because a fasiq is shahada. I cannot use them as a witness. I cannot accept their witness. Three, we should stay away from them. Musa salamullahi alayhi, when he was having this issue with his people, he said, and this is also a verse from the Quran, O Allah, separate between us and the qawm al-fasiqin, the transgressors. So you see, even the prophets, they're trying to not associate themselves with such people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was quoted saying, when they invite you over for food, the Prophet says, do not sit with them. Reject, because they are transgressors of Allah. And they need to know that. If they invite me and I come and then everyone comes, and they will feel good about themselves and they wouldn't mind transgressing against Allah. They wouldn't mind committing haram towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will take it easy. They will think, oh, it's fine. Then everyone is okay with us. And let's continue doing whatever we're doing. But if I say no to them, you say no to them, we don't give them the enough adequate respect that we give any other Muslims, and we show that to them, that we're not happy with them because they're transgressors, that might become as a way to deter them from committing the haram in the first place, and might be a way to bring them back. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind, a momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.